Hey y'all, it's V, the Tax Lien Strategist. So I'm continuing the conversation about affordable housing because I truly believe we have to do more than dedicate one segment to it, since that is the big talk and that is the reason why people are, the excuse that people are using to continue to build. So we're going to get right into it. So we've already kind of talked about who suffers the most. When we talk about affordable housing. And this is why I say that. Everybody has their own agenda, and it has nothing to do with the people who have less money. Builders will complain about not about materials being more expensive than they were before COVID. Folk will say that we have a shortage of affordable housing. But let me give you another way to look at that, and that will probably debunk a lot of theories and a bunch of lies. You see, people are being lied to. If you repeat lies, then you are a perfect candidate for more lies being told to you. People put lies out there, and then they look and they see who falls for it. Now, after they see where they get the most people in agreement with them, now they're more attracted to that group, and they're going to go, you know, and put more untruths and fallacies out there about, you know, about whatever it is that they want people to believe. I'm not going to get into the actual numbers on this particular segment. I probably will on the next one. But the government saying that it's offering tax incentives, I don't care what the numbers are, how many millions they say they are by helping people to save on taxes, really doesn't help people who can't pay their taxes. What helps people who can't pay their taxes? The best thing that the government can do to help people to help pay their taxes and not lose their property at auction is to help people remain in their homes. See, a lot of our homeless right now, a lot of people that qualify for affordable housing are out there homeless because they lose their property at auction. I'm not even talking about mortgage foreclosures right now. I'm talking about tax foreclosures where properties belong to heirs of people who are deceased. These are the people who are more than likely going to end up being foreclosed upon and who have to qualify now. You can't pay your taxes, then there's a good chance that you're not going to be able to afford to buy a home. So what does that leave you? Can't afford to buy another home. It leaves you to rent. And that's why I said in the previous segment that, you know, they're just trying to move us toward a renter's society. Because now when you are a renter, now you have more developers who can go out there and get grants and tax monies. And we haven't even talked about the incentives that developers get for developing more property. So you can't be a developer and complain about the costs of materials. You got to do one or the other. If you're going to be a developer, then suck it up. But then again, that's going to be passed on to the consumer. Why? Because the developer is a business person. They're concerned about their bottom line, and they should be. But my thing is, don't develop if you're going to use a lot of excuses, and especially the excuses that means that property will not be affordable. See, the term affordable housing is where the problem is. There's no such thing as not being affordable housing. We know what HUD considers affordable housing is housing that where a person pays 30% or less of their income in order to live in. Well, there's a better there's a chance that their income is not going to change. So now what do they do? So the problem isn't being fixed. It's being talked about. It's being discussed. So whoever grabs it and believes this or that is whose attention they have. But here's what I'm saying. Our government has done everything except keep people in their home. They say that to lower the tax debt, the property tax debt, is their way of addressing that. But again, it doesn't address it. It's cheaper to hire someone to find out, I mean, the government has never, that's why nonprofits like my own, and I'll probably end up having to file a 501c3, although I don't really want to, because we've been doing this out of pocket, but the need is so great now, we can redeem half or most of the stuff that goes to tax foreclosure auction and put people back in their homes. But if they don't have the money to pay taxes, they don't have the money to redeem. So how do you fix that then, B? I have, just like we have an inventory of property, we also have an inventory of investors who, if I make one phone call, will buy up everything that I can redeem, help redeem. Okay? These people have been proven to be tried and true folk who understand what we're doing, who aren't out here just to be greedy, who are investing with morals and standards, who don't see poor people as less than them because they're not. And so these are people who just technically want to invest, and some of the investments they receive from us is stellar, because we can get them some of these properties for a very, very small amount, you know, a little bit more than what the back taxes are. Okay. And the owner can still have something. See, we don't want the heirs and the owners to go away with nothing in their pocket, which is what you get when their property goes to tax foreclosure. I can get these properties off the tax foreclosure list, and I can get in touch with the heirs, and I can stop the sales for the purpose of getting everything to the title company and closing and getting a closing on it. All the tax office wants is their money. And so there's a method to this. I've been doing this for a lot of years. There's a method to this, but it can be done. And so at least people will get out of it without getting out of it with zero and end up being on the street. But what happens when you have developers who won't rent to them? See, again, we don't have a affordable housing shortage. What we have are landlords who won't rent to people who qualify for affordable housing. Why? Because now we're dealing with racism. Now we're dealing with people who think like NIMBY, not in my backyard, who don't want affordable housing within so many miles of them. So basically, the government is just pretty much kowtowing to and tiptoeing around and catering to, again, corporate greed. I'm never going to stop saying this, because this is what it is. Because nobody, these people, you know, you're supposed to be so spectacular, so smart, so good at problem solving. Don't tell me you can't solve the problem of affordable housing. You don't want to, because you want to continue to build. You want to continue to get these incentives. You want to and these perks. You want to continue to say there's no such thing that you're building affordable housing that the poor can't afford. You just want to go on record as saying affordable housing because you've gotten all this money that says you should build affordable housing. And then you want to say they don't qualify. No. What it is you're asking too much. You're asking people who are marginalized for 850 credit score. You're asking them for three times the amount of their rent as a deposit. Either be on the forefront, I'll say it again, for helping people receive their reparations and stop playing the games, because you know what the government is doing. You know what the government is not doing, because we're going to come and call you out. Anyway, so stop doing that and stop pretending that there is a housing shortage when we're just dealing with corporate greed. I'm going to upload this real quick. I got a lot of cases today that I need to touch on. I need to turn over, see what goes to our attorneys, see what it is that I can kind of help solve before it goes to the attorneys. But I'll be uploading more episodes and segments all weekend, because it seems like I'll be at my desk all weekend doing research, trying to help save properties and getting the word out to people who are interested in hearing about this. Before the week is out, we'll also have some episodes, some segments on where people in certain states and counties can find their tax lien list. And then I'll have a list for sale for a couple of people who contact me about that. Don't forget to can email me at info@thetaxlienstrategist.com or realpropertylandservices@gmail.com. I'll talk to you all soon.